Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The good old days, you know, the throwbacks of yore, where you could trust, you know, the internet and the images, because, you know, that is pretty detailed. That, you know, I do live in that area, but, I mean, AI, right?
Was that you?
I live in that area. AI is real. That's what I got for you.
Oh, come on. Own it, dude.
That's so awesome. No, that's my favorite non-answer that's ever been given.
No.
I live near that area. AI is real. That's so good.
No.
Mike McDaniel there, Dolphins head coach, on a – what has now become a viral clip of him, like, potentially leaving a club and a fan caught him.
Wear it.
That's so funny, though.
Wear it that you trolled Bills fans.
That's so funny.
Like, you did the shirt. That didn't work. This did. Own it.
Right, but that might be why he's not doing it. He's like, I tried some heavy trolling and it really bit me. I'm gonna lay low.
That's how
after a win in a season, he may end up being fired. So that's where it's like,
no,
pros and cons.
Take whatever high moments you can at that point.
That's my favorite non-answer ever.
Oh.
I live in that area and AI is real. It's so good. 803-0550, the number to call. Hour number two here on a Tuesday of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point. So Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here. Today's show, of course, is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. It is a Tuesday. It is 11 o'clock. And so with that, we'll have a little primetime performers for week number 10. We've got pretty much all of our sports back. Baseball's gone.
So unfortunately.
We're not going to have any baseball
after
players.
That World Series.
I know. One of the better World Series in recent memory. So good. Dodgers do win it, but... so
it
good.
Still had everything.
Yamamoto being amazing, Guerrero being awesome, Ohtani having his moments as well. Just so good. But we all know we got college basketball back as well. Got a great night of games as well tonight. Multiple top 25 matchups. UB at DePaul. That game's going to be on ESPN Plus and the Bet 1520.
Don't talk to me. So here's number two now.
Good times, good times. But we'll start with our honorable mentions. Do you want to start? Do you want me to start? How do you want to?
I'll kick things off here, and it's mostly because of the fact that two of my three honorable mentions are with division rivals.
Oh, good, good, good.
So I feel dirty.
I do have one of them, so we'll probably have the
in
same
a weekend
one.
Where everyone but the Bills won in the AFC East. Travion Henderson, 14 carries, 147 yards, two touchdowns against Tampa Bay, a offense that has shown that they can't really run the ball that effectively. And all of a sudden, Henderson's the starter today.
Yeah, because people were wondering, like, why they weren't using this guy that they drafted
this
highly.
Dude,
he had all the potential.
10 yards per carry on 147 yards and two touchdowns in the win against Tampa Bay, giving Drake May some much-needed balance.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good performance from him. And just, again, finally using him. I know there's a lot of people in fantasy that drafted him high and have been waiting for that kind of game.
And there's no way they've started them for this.
No. I think we have the same guy here, so I think we both just talk about him. Devon Achane. No, you do not have Devon Achane.
I'm salty.
There you go. Well, Devon Achane, I do have him on there. 174, two scores, plus he had six catches for 51 yards. He's been a weapon for Miami the last few matchups for the Bills. It's a weapon overall, but he has been the guy that's inched them closer and closer and closer to eventually getting a win over the Bills. And then, you know, the floor fell under him, and he was a big part of that. He was incredible on Sunday.
I will say, I think it's also because of the fact that I have multiple running backs on here. That,
oh, right.
Like, okay. I'm not putting a third.
That's fair.
But my other third, division foe is it's the New York Jets special teams. Two return touchdowns courtesy of Isaiah Williams and Kane Nwangwu as they beat Cleveland in a game where Justin Fields is not throwing the football.
I think 97% of his passing yards came from one Breece Hall play.
He just is not throwing the football.
I don't know if the math's correct there, but I'm going to lean into it.
Still doesn't have a pick.
Still, he doesn't?
I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be incredible if he didn't have a pick yet.
I'm going to confirm that while you go on to your next point.
The longer this year goes on, the less faith I have Justin Fields is a good football
player. Also, no, the special teams with the two return touchdowns there helping beat Cleveland is a big deal. Oh, he does have an interception now, finally.
Oh,
there
damn.
It is. There it is.
Well, that's upsetting.
I mean, leave it to Cleveland to finally pick Justin Fields and lose.
There you go. My other honorable mention, I have two more. One of them, though, just real quick here, Danielle Hunter. 3.5 sacks for Houston in the win over Jacksonville. Game was super ugly. Got a backup quarterback in Houston, Davis Mills. Defense got to give you everything they have. That is an incredible unit led by guys like Stingley. And, of course, you also have Will Anderson. But Danielle Hunter leads the way on Sunday. 3.5 sacks for him.
I'm going to the ice for my last honorable mention.
Okay.
And I'm going to do this a couple times, actually, today.
Yeah, Macklin, he's had some performers.
Macklin Celebrini.
Oh, yeah.
San Jose is on a 3-game win streak. They've gotten points in 5 of their last 6 at a 5-0-1 clip. Celebrini peak amongst that, the game that they lose in that, a shootout loss, he actually gets no points. So he's kind of been helping carry San Jose from the brink. They got off to a terrible start this year. And Celebrini's 5th in the NHL in scoring. But he had 6 points in the 3-game win streak right now for the San Jose Sharks that is still ongoing. So give me Macklin Celebrini there at the honorable mention as we head to number 5.
Well, my last honorable mention real quick here, Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
Do we have to? I think he needs more flowers just as we go on. He now leads the NFL in touchdown passes. He threw 4 more in the win over San Francisco, 280 yards. The man we were worried couldn't play this year because of his back.
Right.
He basically does not take part in training camp. He might be playing his best football this year. He has dealt with injuries at the wide receiver position, Puka Nacua going down. They don't really have much of a running game with Kyren Williams, and yet he is just inevitable. 25 touchdowns, I think only 3 picks. He leads the NFL in touchdown passes. And if they win the NFC West, I think that should be your MVP. Right now, I mean, we've got weeks to go. But if they win the NFC West, I think that should be your MVP. And his second half of his career arc, I think everyone kind of thought there was Hall of Fame talent in Detroit. It was just Detroit. And so, like, every time they made the playoffs, it was a huge moment. And any big season was just, oh, my God, he did with Detroit. Since getting to the Rams, if he can win a Super Bowl, get, you know, a Pro Bowl, a 2 more Pro Bowls, an All-Pro, and an MVP, and maybe even a second Super Bowl, where do you put him all time with quarterbacks? When you have that context of Detroit, then with a good organization with the Rams, one of my favorite players to watch, and he's having maybe his best year. So Matthew Stafford, an honorable mention for me.
And Matthew Stafford should be paid attention to with the MVP a little bit more than I think that he's giving the credit due there. All right, number 5. First of all, I refuse to put anybody from that 4 o'clock slate in here because those were all just terrible blowouts that just like, oh, dear God, make it stop. All of it was ugly. Number 5, Davis Mills.
Yeah, the backup quarterback for Houston.
The comeback win against Jacksonville. He has 292 yards passing, 2 touchdowns in that game against the Jaguars and helps kind of keep Houston's season alive, realistically, because of the fact that Houston, they're sitting there at 4-5. They're a game off of Jacksonville now.
And they do sit just behind Kansas City. So they're very much in the hunt.
Like right Baltimore, now. Both of those teams are, they have less chances, but it is now a non-zero. You lose that game, you fall to 3-6. You're probably forgotten at this
point. You're done.
But now Houston's still alive. It's a harder road than what Baltimore has, for example, which is just win the paltry AFC North. But Houston has a shot here to stay alive. Obviously, there are a couple teams in the way there. But now you're sitting there at the 9, and you have a chance.
Yeah. Number 5 for me, we go to college hoops. Nicholas Avdalis. a Greek freshman for Virginia Tech. So I know WBEN's Joe Beamer is going to love this.
You just played Mad Libs.
Yeah. 6'9 point guard from Greece, freshman for Virginia Tech, 33 points, 5 for 8 from 3, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, plus a steal and a block in a 107-101 overtime win over Providence on Saturday. He is one of the better freshmen in a loaded freshman class across the board in college basketball. And he sort of announced himself. He really wasn't supposed to be in college hoops this year. He wanted to enter the draft, wasn't getting more love than a second-round pick, so he ends up going to Virginia Tech because his agent and the assistant head coach at Virginia Tech know each other, and now he just looks like a demon out there. 6'9 point guard. He is all 6'9, too. That is not a BS height. He is all 6'9, and he has got really that European shooting stroke where it's just all fundamentals and it looks perfect. He is a fun player to watch. I think Virginia Tech's back in action either tomorrow or on Thursday. But he is going to be must-watch television. So number five for me, also his nickname, Neo Avdalis.
All right. Number four, I'm going back to the ice. If I asked you right now, as a standby person, how do you think the Anaheim Ducks are doing this year?
Well, I found out this morning I didn't think they'd be any good. Turns out,
And the thing is that one of the answers I got from a friend was, they're doing just fine this year, aren't they? No, just fine is not the answer here. They're atop the Pacific at 11-3-1, unconscious. Why are they doing this? Well, one of the big reasons, Leo Carlson. Carlson is on a 10-game point streak, 7-game win streak for Anaheim, and Carlson has been on a tear. His last four games, 5 goals, 4 assists. He has been a dominant factor for them. And again, 10 games point streak, that's unconscious on its own. The Anaheim Ducks suddenly becoming one of the darlings of the NHL early on in the season. And you got to look at Carlson as one of the reasons why. 10 goals, 15 assists, and 25 points overall on the year for their top center.
Number four for me, I'm going to go back to football, Jahmyr Gibbs. I do have another running back on here, but Gibbs continues to be just that workhorse for the Lions. He's an incredible talent. Part of that 4 o'clock window where it was a lot of 40 to 20 scores, but Gibbs, 142 and 2 touchdowns on the ground, and then 3 for 30 and another touchdown through the air. It also have Jared Goff have a great day as well. Jameson Williams gets over 100 yards. But Gibbs, and this is my thing, and this is where like I always get a little – I go back and forth with the Bills. A lot of these great teams have elite run games. They have an elite quarterback. Problem is the Bills have just ignored the wide receiver position where other teams like Detroit simply haven't. They have talent in that room, and it allows them to just do anything they want on offense. When they are humming, Detroit, very few teams look better than them. Over the last few years when they are humming, they look incredible. Jahmyr Gibbs, a big part of that. So he's number four for me.
All right, so number three, we have an interesting dilemma here. From number three to number one on both of our lists, we do know this.
Yeah.
They are all the same players.
Yes.
So I think we just talk about them now.
Right. So yeah, if we want to, I'll start with who's three for me, but I know he's much higher for you. It's Nathan MacKinnon.
And MacKinnon, I've got at number one here, but it is 9 points in his last two games. How I just pointed out Carlson had 9 points in his last four. MacKinnon went ahead and took that and said, nah, man.
Both of them were wins, and he continues to be a guy. I joked about it with you off air. He was a guy that couldn't break the 100-point barrier for a while, and then once he did, he has just smashed through it. He leads the league in points now by, I think, 5, and Colorado. I mean, they're right back to being one of the best and brightest teams in the league, and he's a major part of that.
And like how I'd mentioned how San Jose was 5-0-1 in their last 6 games. Same with Colorado. 5-0-1, and a lot of that has to do with one of the best players in the National Hockey League in Nathan MacKinnon. They had themselves a little bit of a rut for a week, and it looks like they've righted that ship because they lose 4 in a row. They get points in 3 of those 4 losses. Must be nice. Well, actually, wait. What am I talking about? That's what the Sabres did. It's the winning that comes after it,
unfortunately. It's the winning. It's the winning.
That's the part that must be nice. And they've won 5 of their last 6. The other one was an OT loss. MacKinnon, though, is atop the league once again in scoring. He is, what do I say here?
He's one of the best players of his generation. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl stop him from being the best player of his generation.
Yes, and there's a lot to it. And I do think that Bedard and Celebrini are going to say something about this as well, mm-hmm. now that they've broken through. But there's a reason that Carlson, Celebrini, Bedard are not leading the league in points right now. And it is because Nathan MacKinnon went on an unconscious tear against Edmonton and Vancouver.
Yeah.
A total of 4 goals, 5 assists for MacKinnon in his last 2 games.
And so he's number one for you, number three for me. Number two, we have the same player, DeMarcus Lawrence.
Anytime you get 2 defensive touchdowns, you're going to be put up here.
Yep, 2 fumble recoveries for a touchdown. I mean, Sam Darnold only has to throw 12 passes for Seattle, in part because they were up so fast and so much.
And in part because
of Dexter Lawrence having those 2 fumble recoveries for touchdowns.
DeMarcus Lawrence going on and just like, yeah, that was insane to see how quickly they went up. And it kind of ruined my exclusion league where I had... It's a week-to-week. You pick a player, mm-hmm. and once you pick them, they're done. Unfortunately, I picked 2 Seattle players.
Oof.
They didn't do much.
No, because they really didn't need to do much. They were on top fast. DeMarcus Lawrence playing a big role in that. And then number one for me, number three for you.
It's Jonathan Taylor.
The reason the Colts are good, it's Jonathan Taylor.
Again, 32 carries. I had said last week they should be giving him the ball more.
Oh, well, they did it.
32 carries will do that, 244 yards, 3 touchdowns against Atlanta, and including sealing it. Yeah, the guy is, especially because you're seeing Daniel Jones kind of turning into a pumpkin a little bit as of late.
They gave away the 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner, who, by the way, almost had an interception in his debut game.
It was a really good read.
But like they gave away those picks, and immediately it's, oh, he looked really bad against Pittsburgh, and he didn't look good against Atlanta. He took a number of just Looney Tunes level sacks. It's Taylor's performance that gets them the win in overtime. He also does have 3 catches for 42 yards to go along with that rushing performance. I think he's running away with Offensive Player of the Year. He's putting up LT-like numbers. And yeah, when you do that, your quarterback can just be okay, and you're going to be one of the best teams in the NFL.
It's also becoming... He needs to be in conversations about the MVP. If the Colts are staying up here, it is because... especially with how Daniel Jones has kind of toned down on how he had the rocket start to his season.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that has dissipated. Taylor has not.
Yeah, Taylor has not. And you know what? On that MVP conversation, we can maybe go into this, you know, as the weeks go on. He's already passed, I think, Saquon Barkley in touchdowns last year.
He has 15 in week 10.
If he gets to 2,000 yards and continues this touchdown run here, I think it almost becomes you need to – and I do mean this. You need to change the award and just say it's only for quarterbacks.
Yeah. If he doesn't win it.
You need to change how we talk about it.
And the Colts are the one seed?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would turn into, it's just best quarterback award.
Let's take the veil off. It's best quarterback. No one even discussed running back. Let's move on. If he hits 2,000 yards and hits like 31 touchdowns.
I don't think he's going to get the 31, but he'll.
Total.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, total touchdowns. That's where he's getting to the LaDainian Tomlinson numbers. If he gets to there, around there.
He's not really the biggest receiving option in touchdowns. No. He has 2. But I would imagine, let's say, he finishes with like 26 touchdowns on the ground alone, because that's where I'd call his pace at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at maybe 28 total touchdowns, maybe 29. That's still insane work.
Yeah. And I think he would have to have a serious look.
And they need MVP. Him. In order to keep winning the way that they do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's our primetime performers. We'll be putting those up on socials here in the next few minutes or so if you want to see those back. But we're going to take a quick time out here. 803-0550, the number to call. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get you when we come back. The big topic of today, did the loss on Sunday lead you to think there's a ceiling for this Bills team? Or do you still see them as what they were to start the year, a clear Super Bowl contender? We've been hearing a lot of your thoughts. We'll get to more of your calls and your tweets as well when we come back. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is WGR.
He knows if I'm not satisfied, man. Just like any player, it's fair that you're asking about it. I can promise you it gets addressed when it isn't where it needs to be. There are times like any player or any performer where it's exactly where it needs to be, and there are times when it's not, and then we have to address it to get it hopefully where it needs to be. So it's addressed. It's been good at times, and other times it can improve for sure.
Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott from yesterday in his meeting with the media talking about Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman, who we took a call about an hour ago or so mentioning, you know, key players not meeting expectations.
Jerry, yep.
Yeah, Jerry. Didn't even mention Keon Coleman going into his second year, and especially after the training camp he got and a lot of the good publicity he was getting, understandably so,
right.
for his stacking big practices and stuff like that in camp, it looked like, okay, here's the ascension. No, it has not arrived at all. And to be fair, I'm at a
failed
point.
At the preseason pledge.
Yes, we did. But I'm at a point with Coleman, and it doesn't help that, like, when McDermott does some of these non-answers, I'm not judging, I'm just
not observing.
Yeah, observing. I mean, the Waddle report. How do we know he maybe wasn't offered in that? Could have been. I mean, at least with the Jets, that's for Quinn and Williams, but the Jets also wanted young players as well. They don't just want the picks, they wanted players. They get Mozzie Smith, they get A.D. Mitchell in some of those returns. Maybe Miami's like, yeah, give us Keon. It'll be a cheap contract. We can take that on. We'll get Waddle off our books, and we'll get your pick. That'll be great for us. I don't know. It's just something I've thought about where, because he is on the field more than any other receiver, and to many observers, you would not even notice that. He really just blocks. He had a touchdown against Miami. I will grant him that. It was a deep ball. Looked nice. Kind of meant nothing. Because for most of the time, it feels like he is just kind of jogging out there, especially on those plays where Allen is becoming Josh Allen, and he's scrambling around. A lot of people noticed it. It's why Matt Parrino asked the question. Many people were noticing on social media that there's some, at times, lackadaisical effort from Coleman, and you can't have that in your second-year receiver, where that's where they put the draft capital for that position.
That is the investment they made.
Yeah, it may not be the guy anyone really wanted at the time, but they did address it. The problem is he has not been a hit even slightly, and maybe more to that problem is that he's become sort of what everyone thought he'd be. Can't really get open, probably better as an inside slot. Here you go. And that's what he is. It's tough. It's tough. You can't say they haven't tried helping out the offense. Kincaid, Coleman, Cook, all in recent years, they have done that. They're not getting the hits. Coleman is the biggest affront to that.
Yeah, I think that's part of it too. I do think there should have been more of an investment into the position through younger upside, but it's that you're not getting the hits. And when you say it like that, I do think that that expands even further into the free agency acquisitions as of late as well. Like Josh Palmer before his injury still really wasn't popping off.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, like you look at years past, like Deonte Hardy or
Trent Sherfield
or
Emmanuel Sanders, you get about a half a year out of him.
Well, even I'm talking more of the last few years,
mm-hmm.
and those are the ones that I'm not.
Curtis Samuel,
exactly. Like you threw money around with the idea that like, oh, underutilized player might be able to benefit here.
He's playing with Josh Allen; he'll have a career year, right?
And even looking back at two different coordinators, Dorsey and Brady is the coordinator for the end of 23.
Mm-hmm.
But still, under Joe Brady, it has not worked either there. And I'm starting to really become curious about the OC, what it means for boundary receivers, mostly because none of them wow you at this point anymore.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number two call. We've been connected to our fans all morning, and that is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com, and we're going to continue to do that and go to the phones here, and we will start off this segment with Ken on the line. Ken, how we doing? Ken, are you there? Oh, Ken's not there. That's a shame. Let's go back to the phones. Frank is with us. Frank, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'm a longtime Buffalo fan. I live in Wyoming, University of Wyoming alum.
Oh, followed fantastic.
Josh a long time. My comment is mainly about Sean McDermott. I mean, I have no axe to grind against him. He may be a great guy, a great man. But I think that he plays the game to not lose rather than playing the game to win. And that's two different coaching philosophies. You compare... He never rolls the dice, in my opinion. And he has a quarterback who has tremendous talents, as we all know. And I think that permeates that philosophy. A team takes on the persona of the coach. And I think Buffalo is more of a reactive type of team. They don't want to go out and dictate. They don't want to go out and be proactive and force other teams to react to what they want to do. Sure, you run the ball, but you guys earlier talked about how mundane Brady's offense is. And I think to the average person, I'll bet that the majority of people watching that Miami game closely who are fairly attuned to football could guess when Buffalo was going to throw the ball or run the football. It's just very vanilla. And I think that Sean may be a great personality, a great players type of coach, but you compare him to Spagnuolo or to Andy Reid. There's just no cleverness. There's no deception in Buffalo's offense. And I think you guys know too, that professional athletes, sure, you get somebody who has burning speed like a Tyreek Hill, but there aren't 10 of those guys in the league. And, you know, for the most part, a guy who's a run-of-the-mill receiver versus somebody who is great receiver maybe is a half a step type of difference in top-end speed. But my point is I'm not trying to tear Sean McDermott down, but it's just that it's just blasé, quite honestly. And I'm not trying to be cruel here, but it's just not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Even entertaining to watch Buffalo play anymore.
No, Frank, I can understand that. And you mentioned like the, you know, kind of more reactionary and stuff like that, not pushing the agenda. I think that's been true this year. We've seen the fourth down numbers go back towards a little more conservative, where for years McDermott had really kind of squashed the narrative as being, you know, oh, he's conservative, he doesn't want to go forward on fourth. No, he for 4 or 5 years was one of the more aggressive. He's not Dan Campbell, but he's certainly not Mike Tomlin, who is terrified of the idea of going
forward.
He's
not even Sean McVay.
No.
In that sense, where McVay is seen as like one of the more forward-thinking mm-hmm. coaches. McDermott is far more aggressive than even McVay is.
Yeah.
He's probably, I'd call, like your top 10. He's a top 10 coach when it comes to aggressiveness on fourth down and having faith in the offense to do it.
This year, the numbers have gone down, though.
Now, he mentions reactionary. I do think that McDermott is reacting to a lack of faith in the coordinator.
Yeah, I don't. Listening to McDermott, really the Carolina game was eye-opening for me. They won by 31 points.
Right.
95% of coaches would have taken the passing game questions and spit them back in your face.
Right.
And pointed to the running back that had 200 yards and the 31-point victory and said, why would I care about that? Wasn't needed. What Joe Brady said wasn't needed. We can throw the ball when we want to throw the ball. Today, that was not the case. We won running the
ball. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the OC was dismissive about it.
Right. The head coach, though, in both the post game and his Monday press conference with the media, couldn't wait to bring up how disappointed he was in the passing game and how much they needed more. McDermott, years, has talked about not losing the fastball.
And that's
the receivers.
Where I think that there might be this like difference.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a disconnect.
And I think this is where I do wonder if there has been a bit of an evolution of Sean McDermott, where he is more of the delegator, the head coach, and I think he is kind of seeing it a little bit. He has had to take the reins again on the defense, helping out Bobby Babich, being a little bit more of a joint thing, as he has said. But I do wonder if the head coach, voicing the same concerns that a lot of us seem to have.
Your concerns are my concerns, an exact quote from him.
I'm wondering if it's a bit of a fallacy to say, oh, this is the offense McDermott wants. He's very publicly stating, nah, man.
It's not what he wants.
Keep my name out your mouth.
But again, I think this is where it does frustrate some fans, and I can understand the frustration.
It's because McDermott's been here since 2017.
Well, he's been here since 2017, and he won't throw anyone under the bus. He's not outright saying, yeah, Keon's not getting open. Josh Palmer's not doing anything for me before his injury.
As a matter of fact,
he's
Brian
not
Dable.
Doing it. Right.
Hey, have you considered it? Great guy.
Yeah, right. Great guy.
Great dude. Knows his stuff. We're not thinking about it at this time. Also known as, I know Joe Brady is going to get offensive or he's going to get head coaching interviews.
I'm not going to burn him.
If I suddenly hire Brian Dable back in here, those jobs are gone.
Well, offensive assistant would be fine. I mean, because that's just, you're bringing in a former head coach.
That's still publicly undermining
the
offensive coordinator, and enough teams mm-hmm. looking for somebody might go, okay, they don't believe in him. Why should I interview him for a head coaching job?
I'm telling you, man, I think it's the college route for him. Because college,
even then, LSU,
will not
care.
They won't care at all. Nick Saban was a tire fire at Miami, and Alabama was
also Nick Saban at LSU.
We'll bring him in. I know, but that's the thing. Joe Brady was Joe Brady at LSU.
But he was only the passing game coordinator.
But he is the architect of that unbelievable offense. He's the guy that got all the credit for it. And LSU also is going to pay all of their money to Brian Kelly. It sounds like he's not going to get any of that the lesser buyout. It sounds like it's going to be that $50 billion buyout. So it might be more of a, we'll bring in the coordinator that maybe has some warts, but he knows the fan base. He knows the alumni. He knows the boosters. I think it's college for him. But, I think McDermott has been, I don't want to say a joy to listen to this year. That's not really the right way to put it.
He's been more interesting
to listen to. But he's been more interesting to listen to this year because it seems like he really does fit with what a lot of fans are saying, but he's going to get the brunt of the criticism. Understandably so.
Because you're a head coach, you wear
it. That is going to happen, and it should happen. It's your team. You know, you're the guy that kind of has somewhat okayed a lot of these decisions. Brady coming in and getting more to the run. People have for years wondered, is he the reason why they draft so highly on defense? Is because he really is
right.
Running the drafts, Bean doesn't actually. No, I think it's further from that. I think that they had needs on defense, but you have a general manager who is happy to kind of put his neck out of the line to kind of not value wide receivers, not highly as much as maybe everybody else, right? It's not that they don't value the position. Bean did want to go out there and put his neck out there for Josh Palmer after his appearance with Jeremy and Joe. But that's kind
it's
of...
It's also the fact that he went on a little victory tour, so to
the
say.
The media tour afterwards, you know, Pat McAfee Bill, and what have you.
There's the Bills embedded about it.
Yeah.
Starting it off with that. Like, cool.
And again, you're not going to get a team who is a Super Bowl favorite that is going to start fires in the building. I think that's a big part of it. You're just not going to get that when... I mean, look what their Hard Knocks was. It was kumbaya. It was everything's great. Look how awesome this is. We're back. Who cares what happened last year? Let's ride. We never even got an episode of James Cook and the contract extension and negotiations and the whole lot. Nothing. They're a Super Bowl contender. You don't want to be the guy that burns it all down because you're a little upset. Because ultimately, they did go to the AFC Championship last year with this same style. But like we brought up about an hour ago, they had to be nearly perfect on offense and also had to be, you know, have the bonus of your defense getting a ton of takeaways. And it allowed for you then to maybe inflate your numbers more than they are. It's not to say they're a terrible offense. They're not. They're top 5 to 10 in almost every single category. But I think most people who watch the NFL go, yeah, but Detroit's probably better than them. The Rams are better than them on offense. Eagles probably no. But Tampa's had their days. Seattle certainly is better than pretty much everybody, it seems like, in terms of the eye test. And that's really where their issues come down to, is that they're not perfect this year. And it has caused them to lose more games, really, that they shouldn't.
And there's some of it that's on execution as well, on the offensive line. The line has played a lot differently than they did last year. It was probably one of the best pass blocking seasons that we will ever see, as a matter of fact. And it does start there. Obviously, you throw off the timing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
But, yeah, against Miami, Allen has what? 3.5 on average seconds to throw? And he can't pull the trigger because people are not getting open. And again, it's definitely getting frustrating because it is the combination of the scheme and the talent at receiver not working to a point where it's hurting them now.
I am okay, though, if they bring in Dable for a small role. That
I would agree.
Those advisor, it's more like, you know, they're consultant. You know, they come in, they have like the weird senior. That's a role. They're not going to fire Brady to bring in Dable as the OC. Number one, he'd have to rewrite the whole playbook. That ain't happening in November. I don't care what fantasy world you're living in. That's simply not
happening.
You're
operating with the other person's playbook.
Yeah, basically. So he's not really doing anything there. He would be running the same stuff, and it's just not going to happen. Brady is okay enough. I think there is a mix of the talent around him is not good enough, and he is not good enough to scheme them out of it.
Yes.
You also, and something that I think a lot of people don't love talking about, I know I've heard calls about it saying that too, Allen is not playing his best. There are times where he is not taking the underneath throws and is looking deep and is missing wide open Khalil Shakir or even Keon Coleman. But he's also acknowledged many times himself, trust, 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 trust. And if he doesn't trust his receivers, well, there you go. He's holding onto the ball.
But if he's looking for those deeper plays, it does seem like it is now just a philosophical difference.
Yeah.
There's a philosophical difference between a quarterback that loves to... I'm gonna have fun with this.
He's a wild horse.
He loves to party.
Yeah.
You got a quarterback that loves to party, and Brady's offense is a 9 o'clock curfew.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably what I would liken it to at that point. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. I'm just thinking of Hot Rod in that one. Hi, my name is Rod, and I like to party.
That's kind of what it is.
That's kind of what Josh Allen's style is.
And you got the year last year, but again, they had to be borderline perfect for it to work as well as it did. And you're not getting the perfection this year. And then you also, I mean, we're talking a lot about the offense. The defense as well has been a huge problem all year. The run defense is a tragedy. For me, I can point a lot of that to how many injuries you've picked up have really, I think, just we've never been able to see that defense operate at even 90%.
And three of the top 10 rushing games this season in the entire NFL have happened against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, so I don't want to make it sound like we're ignoring the defense. It's just more the offense is the name of the game right now. This is where everyone's at. The big trade talk was Jalen Waddle. That's a wide receiver.
Then Quinnen Williams is also brought up.
Quinnen Williams is brought up, but the Waddle was they had the highest bid. They wouldn't change their draft pick. By all intents and purposes, it sounds like Waddle was theirs 1 minute and not the next. Where Quinnen, it more sounds like they were there. They were in on it. Dallas obviously has the higher bid. And I also wonder, how does that go with how much capital you would have in the defensive tackle position with also having Deion Walker and TJ Sanders, paying at Oliver already and picking up that Quinnen Williams contract. Boy, oh boy, that is a big one.
Yes, but also you'd have a four-man rotation if all players were healthy. That would be of like...
That'd be great. I wonder
it'd be the stuff of gods.
I wonder how the math would work on that. 803-0550, the number.
The math is whoever's on the field is good.
Right. No, that's fair. Let's go back to the phones. Marcus is with us next. Marcus, how are we doing?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
My input on this, and I tell you what, like all of what you guys have said is been very amazing. But
thank you.
You know, and Allen, you know, he just you know, it seems like the offense is anemic, you know, at this point. I'm glad to see that we did sign Hardman. We'll see how that does. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to be a slot receiver, but I think he's going to pull coverage from Coleman. But again, Coleman, you know what? He's not really performed at all. So, like, you know, I kind of feel that, like, you know, why Bean didn't, pull at the trigger, all right, was last year, if you remember, all right, you know, there were wide receivers that had to sort of, perform. And the one that performed was Hollins. Hollins came out and he was amazing and he did great. And you know what? He was able to pull coverage. And you know what? The offense was able to do something. I think that when we go up against teams like, you know, teams that we see every year, like the Chiefs, you know what? We know how to deal with them. So, I mean, we're all about that, you know? And so I think that, you know what, moving forward, I think that, you know, what we really need to do is just have to, you know, focus on coaching. You know, I mean, I'm not really, you know, happy with what Brady is doing. But you know what? Daboll just got fired. So, I mean, I would love to see, you know, him come in as like maybe a coordinator or something to kind of like maybe help.
Yeah, just another mind to kind of help out the offense. It maybe isn't a bad thing. There's also always the saying, too, if there's too many cooks in the kitchen. I think with this, though, it could help. I will say, though, on the receivers, where the offense was able to open up, Matt Collins was fun for them. I wouldn't say he was great. Where the offense opened up was just having Amari Cooper on the field. It seemed that he seemed to draw coverage. He necessarily wasn't great for them.
He drew attention even though he wasn't getting the football.
But he drew enough attention that I think it allowed the Bills to be a little bit better on offense.
But he mentions Matt Collins, and I'm glad that he did.
Because Collins just had a good game.
No, not even that. Collins was their deep threat last year. Yeah. It was actually kind of sold to us that way, almost frustratingly so. And then I remember how the season started with Xavier Worthy and the back and forth that some fans had. And I remember some guy yelling at me saying, what, Matt Collins is your deep threat? The answer was yes, actually. Yeah. And some of the big plays that were made deep, including against a couple teams in the playoffs.
Well, the AFC Championship game, he has a touchdown in that
game. It's Matt Collins. Mm-hmm. So there is a little bit of the, yeah, maybe there is a problem with not having a player that can successfully get deep and cause problems. But when it comes to a boundary receiver succeeding on this team, yeah, no, that is also on the scheme.
Yeah.
It's not just the talent. It is the scheme as well.
Yeah.
And I do want to make sure that I'm not ignoring that.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. 803-0550 if you want to join the show. We've only got a few more minutes. Got to take a quick time out here. Sabres Live at the top of the hour. This is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Quick final segment here as we get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. The Sabres are in action tomorrow as we get ready for Sabres After Dark. They are taking on the Utah Mammoth, 9 p.m. tomorrow, 8 p.m. pregame right here on WGR.
Interesting comments from Lindy Ruff this morning with Jeremy and Joe. That it seems like it's I think the right word is haunting.
Yeah.
It is a haunting season right now for them. Like, obviously, what happened with Darlene's fiance, he goes back. By the way, good on the captain, by the way. He's getting on the ice with Frölunda, the club that he was with before in Sweden. So it's good to see he's trying to stay fresh. If that's not a man loyal to his cause, loyal to his team and loyal to the crest, I don't know what is. You're still trying to get the work in while you're making sure to visit your fiance. And then, of course, Zucker, Kulik, the blood clots for Kulik, the sickness for Zucker, where Lindy said he hasn't had solid food for 9 days.
Yeah.
Now it's just getting bizarre. And it's unfortunate that it's all happening like this at the same time. But can the Sabres get out of this? Well, we'll find out tomorrow night there. In the meantime, though, you'll hear more about the Buffalo Sabres with Brian Duff and Marty Baron as Sabres Live is coming up next here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.